Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday the 30th July 2023. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Rick, VK7RI. On Sunday this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.670 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. On 7.140 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 14.130 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. And on 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. We also go out on UHF-CB channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in Southern VK7. Silent key notice. Shane G, VK7HWW. It is with sadness that we report the passing of Shane G on Sunday, July 16, age 76. Shane had a varied career that saw him work as a plumber, serve in the army, then as a fireman for 34 years. Since retirement in 2002, he taught school fire safety. His first amateur radio course line was VK7FISH, which suggests his other hobby. He upgraded to VK7 Hotel Whiskey Whiskey and was active on HF until fairly recently when he was admitted to a nursing care in Scottsdale, mainly due to sight impairment. Some listeners might remember hearing him participate in an on-air quiz with XYL, June in the background. Shane is survived by his wife June and son Peter and family. Vale Shane, and that's courtesy of Peter, VK7PD. VK7 Centennial Celebrations, Southern Centennial Luncheon. Last Saturday lunchtime we celebrated the WIA Centenary in VK7 at the Southern Centennial Luncheon. It was held at the Shoreline Hotel in Howrah. There were about 25 people who came along and started the lunch by enjoying a wonderful historic display, thanks to Linda, VK7QP. One of the features of the display was an original 1934 humorous menu to a WIA dinner held during the 1934 WIA conference held in VK7. To help the celebration, there was a humorous 2023 menu created that included the following items in the centennial menu. F2 layer, Rogers DX Oz DeVue. F1 layer, Jenna Sloper. E layer, Emmett's Arching Emissions. D layer, Monocure's Master Crystals. 2P Ohm, Sweet Ohm. The food was great, well received. Then we were treated to some impressive cakes, including gluten-free and vegan options, thanks to Annette Emmett, the XYL of Reg, VK7KK. There was even a Yagi top tower on one of the cakes, thanks Reg. We finished up around 2 p.m. and everyone left looking very satisfied. I'm not sure too many of us had dinner that night. Hi. Thanks to all who came along and the many who made this a very enjoyable experience. At 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Special course on VK7WIA. A special thank you to all who have acted VK7WIA. We are currently distributing special VK7WIA award certificates to all activators. There were just shy of 800 contacts, and those are all being uploaded to LOTW. Special Centennial QSL card and award certificate. A huge thank you to Ruben, VK7FREU, who designed and created our special QSL card and award certificate. You can see a sample copy of the on the REST website, link in the email edition of the broadcast. The QSL cards have been posted from the Ukraine, courtesy of Gennady UX5UO. Our special QSL cards and award certificates feature travel through time with amateur field days, events spanning from the 1930s through to current time. VK7 Centennial Award Certificate. The special award certificate for contacting Centennial course sign has been finalised and looks fantastic. You can see a sample copy on the REST website, and there's a link in the email edition to the broadcast. a great addition to any shack wall. Stationing VK7 and ZL that may have made 10 or more contacts, with at least one being phone and outside VK7 amateurs that have made contacts at least 5 times with VK7 WIA, are eligible for it to our beautiful certificate. We currently are finalising and streaming details on how to apply. Given we have a complete log of contacts, we can see who is eligible. And keep an eye on the website for more details. AR Magazine. We have queued up for future AR magazines a number of interesting VK7 focused historical articles. In the current edition of the AR magazine, there is a wonderful article on our VK7 broadcast history from the 1920s through to the current day, and lots of photos of those involved putting the WIA and VK7 broadcast together and putting them on air each Sunday. It's amazing to think there has been WIA VK7 broadcast in Tasmania since the 1920s. In the coming months, there will be an article on Alara in VK7, and the VK7 Women Throughout History by Linda, VK7QP. Another article queued up is about VK7 Wireless Pioneer Frederick Pop Midhurst by Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. This is a fascinating history of the true VK7 pioneer of radio from the late 1800s through to the late 1940s. Keep your eyes open for those articles over the coming months. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW, for the VK7 Centenary Committee. Now QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of cards held as of Friday the 21st of July is in the email version of the broadcast. Herman would like to remind those who are sending cards to stations based in Tasmania that they should mail them to Herman, based at South Arm, instead of the VK7 Outwards Bureau. Herman has also found it handy when ops put their operator's name of the station worked on the card. Try it for yourself. It may help an Inwards QSL manager somewhere else. Hi. If you have any questions re QSL cards, then please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, WIA manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV nets. A busy net night saw the following participants: VK7's EKA, ZAB, ZGK, PD, KT and TED, all sharing 25 photos via the north-south link, with an occasional doubling resulting in different photos north and south. There were various subjects like space rockets, satellites, moon base and UFO, amateur radio activations at native point and low head, optical illusion artwork, a couple looking at each other or are they sitting on the floor. This week's transport theme was a fast train and many prime movers. A mystery QTH, a Frog 7 mobile radios and home station. A reminder to check that your FSK ID in the TX and RX setups are enabled to allow the software to automatically recognise the call signs. And a note that Ken's VK7KRJ and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them from their pages almost immediately, any time, both south and north of Tassie. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen in Ken's 2-meter SSTV website as an infinity scrolling webpage, or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as a weekly net. That's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. And you are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Meeting. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, 5th of August 2023, at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items of show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have single package tea, coffee and sugar, and disposable cups for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have a cold or flu symptoms, or are unwell, or being in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then do not attend the meeting. That's 73 from Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, News Officer. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net. Due to issues with the 2-metre repeater on Mount Duncan, till further notice, the weekly Mount Duncan net on Wednesday nights will be run on VK7RMD Mount Duncan's 70cm repeater, which is 438.600 with a 5 MHz offset and a tone of 141.3. And that's regards in 73 from Eric of VK7 Echo Victor. And our news from the north, SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summits on the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meet twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. And for more information, you can contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7, and for Nancy. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. As the item has been late Friday, the NTARC Safety Communications crew has already travelled to Lebrinna, encountering a deluge of rain, to prepare for Saturday's equine endurance ride. We have established our ride base, set up a 2-metre repeater for voice communications, and trial communications to field checkpoints in readiness. If it is Sunday when you hear this, then hopefully we have packed up and are making our way back to Launceston. The annual RSGB Islands on the Air contest is this weekend. This international event is being held from 1200 UTC Saturday to 1200 UTC Sunday on HF bands. Tasmanian's Island Station's ID is OC006, Oscar Charlie 006. Seeing that we are an island, then you could assume VK7 could provide some sought-after contacts. If you are listening to this on Sunday, then you still have another 12 hours or so to go. This reminder came from Peter, VK7KPC, so we have a fair idea that we'll be up to all after the broadcast. Hi, hi. Further developments on Nick of VK7 Whiskey Whiskey's sent 1 1-watt CW transmitter project. There's now a VFO project which makes an excellent addition to the original crystal lock design. The new PDF has been added to the NTARC website under projects. It's been tried and tested and works very well using easy to find parts. Construction is still low stress and quite achievable. One can only wonder what Nick's next installment will be with the Centenary project. Watch this space. Tech Knight has arrived again, and Peter, VK7KPC, brought in his latest acquisition, made in Australia by Traeger Transceivers Proprietary Limited in Adelaide, South Australia. It is a type SSB50 transceiver, circa 1970, and came with full schematic diagram and alignment manual. However, like most obtained paperwork, it's not the exact version of the model that you have in front of you, and there is no overlay diagram of actual position of the pots, capacitors or coils, slugs that you need to adjust. Let's face it, it adds to the fun, especially if it needs some repair work. Operating mode is switchable between single and double sideband, and the unit operates in the HF band. One of the many selectable channels in the unit was 4010 kHz from the Royal Flying Doctor Service. Internally, the unit is totally modular with plug-in printed circuit boards. These boards utilise actual copper on one side of the board etched into tracks or fingers, and the board then pushed into a McMurdo edge connector receptacle to complete the connections. A solid-state unit and valve final and a couple of the original circular integrated circuits thrown in for good measure. Hopefully, Peter, the restoration process will be simplified if you can lay your hands on some overlay identifying component placement. If Traeger Transceivers doesn't ring a bell to you, then I will digress briefly. Traeger Transceivers Proprietary Limited was founded in 1927 by Alfred Herman Traeger, OBE. He was also an amateur radio operator, VK7AX. Within the first year, Traeger had developed a pedal-powered transceiver for the Reverend Dr. John Flynn of the Royal Flying Doctor's fame. The company continued to gain recognition for its groundbreaking work in developing an uncomplicated radio communication system tailored for individuals in remote outback areas. This backbone was utilised by the Australian Inland Flying Doctor Service, and the rest, as they say, is history. From the restoration of the old to the new build with old parts, Colin, VK7ZCF, had a requirement for lithium batteries with tabs. So rather than buy new batteries, he thought an alternative idea that could be more fun. That was to build a spot welder from parts that he had laying around to use to attach some tabs. He did just that, and brought the rather nifty spot welder in for us to pursue. The heart of the unit is a second-hand microwave oven transformer. He removed the secondary winding and wound on some very substantial conductors for a few turns. This provided the grunt. Flexible leads were provided and went to an elegantly constructed wooden handle. This in turn held two solid 4mm copper rods that were the welding electrodes. They were fired to a point on the ends to provide actual contact when spot welding. Colin incorporated a push button switch and handle assembly and stated a 200 milliseconds on timer to energise the transformer via a relay. All this was very neatly enclosed in a newly cut and bent homemade case from a piece of scrap sheet metal. Now, it isn't true home brewing. Well done, Colin. Andre, VK7ZAB, had his tiny SA spectrum analyzer with him, not on display, but to display the brand new RF signal in the Launceston area. The new signal is the 204 MHz area and the testing of the ABC's new Digital Audio Broadcasting Plus service for the Launceston area, or DAB for short. This was later backed up by the actual test channel's audio being listened to on a car radio in the car park. Looks like new service will be rolled out in a few months. An excellent night as usual. Equipment pictures are available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Now it's back to housekeeping. Upcoming events. The Testnet and TechNet session, Wednesday the 2nd of August. Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7pm to 7.30pm. And TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7.30pm till about 8.30pm. And your host for the evening will be Nick of VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10am to 12 noon, and we look forward to seeing you there. Why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits available for a donation. The Club Technical Night. The next session will be on Wednesday the 9th of August, and will commence at the new winter time of 6.30pm. That's 1 hour earlier start, and running through to about 10pm at the Club Room, which is in Archer Street, Rochalie. Club General Meeting, Saturday the 12th of August at 2pm, held at the NTARC Club Room, which is Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. If you have any items you would like to add to the agenda, please email the secretary at secretary@ntarc.net, no later than Friday the 11th of August. And finally, reminder to all members that if you have any items you news you'd like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items must be received no later than 5pm on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks, and that's 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary for NTARC Incorporated. You're listening to VK7WY, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, news from the South, Radio Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. August presentation night, WIA Q&A with VK4EA. Our August presentation night will see a casual information and question and answer session with WIA Director Peter Schrader, VK4EA. Are you a WIA member or have considered becoming a WIA member and wanted to ask questions of someone in the know? To clarify those last points, this is an evening for you. Peter has agreed to take us through and outline the WIA structure, current directors, governance, involvement with the IARU and ITU. Also outline the services that the WIA provides to members and affiliated clubs, including public liability insurance, attendance at the World Radio Conferences, AR Magazine and much more. Peter will also run through current consultations with ACMA, including the move to the class license, assessment changes, Peter's rally and more. We will be opening up for questions, comments, etc., and we'll be going out on RF streaming and on the Reist YouTube channel. Wednesday the 2nd of August, starting at 7.30pm, the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. A huge thank you to Peter for agreeing to make himself available. And that's 73 is the Reist Committee. September presentation night, Cyber Threats with VK7BEN. A big thank you to Ben, VK7BEN, who has agreed to give us a presentation about cyber threats and how to be more safe online. This presentation will be given on Wednesday the 6th of September from 7:30 p.m. and will be streamed and go out on RF. See you there. And that's 73 from the Reese Committee. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night saw our second DATV Experimenters Night back in the refurbished studio. We had Rex VK7MO and Andrew Killicott from AAD in the studio. Rex and Andrew took us through some interesting research they have been doing by Rex transmitting 2 metres and 6 metres WSJT signals, Q6515C, of something and Andrew receiving the signals. The presentation outlined that something was an E layer and a method was sporadic E during winter, thanks to Rex and Andrew. Justin VK7TW then showed 3D printed IC705 case and then gave a video and the audio tour of the new studio. We eventually overcame the audio issues again and restarted the stream that can be found on the Reest YouTube channel, DATV Experimenters playlist. We'll see you back in the studio in a fortnight, and that's 73 from Justin VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Training and assessments. The next Reest Foundation license training and all license assessment day is Saturday the 16th of September from 9 a.m. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7 Kilo Kilo, Reest Learning Organiser, know ASAP by phoning him on 0417 391607 or via the Reest website contact form. Check out the Reest Foundation license training videos that can be found on the Reest YouTube training and assessment playlist. And check out the Reest Facebook page events for further details. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6 p.m. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a negative 7 MHz, and in the South, VK7RAF, which is 146.650 with a negative 600 offset. CTCSS tone of 141.3 to link the RAF North-South. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast, call back on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another group in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area are transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA and Worldwide Forum Fauna Group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Fridays coffee morning in the NTARC club rooms from 10 a.m. to noon. NTARC again Wednesday the 2nd of August, Testnet and TechNet, Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 to 7:30 p.m. and TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. And NTARC again, Wednesday the 9th of August, Club Technical Night from 6:30 till 10 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie Repeater Group Net on VK7RMD 70 centimetres. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing 8:30 p.m, the local Tassie 2-meter DX net on 144.90 USB. Northwest SSTV Nice, 28th of August, hosted by Eric of VK7EV from 7:30 p.m. using the VK7RMD 70 centimeter repeater on Mount Duncan on the 4th Monday in the month. Events, Reest, August the 2nd, WIA Q&A session with WIA Director Peter VK4EA in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, August the 5th, club meeting at the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston from 1:30 p.m. NTARC, August the 11th, club general meeting from 2 p.m. in the NTARC Club Room, which is in Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. Reest, September the 6th, Cyber Threats with VK7BEN from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Alara, November 3rd to the 6th, Alara Meet 2023 in Hobart, Tasmania. A reminder for those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader is VK7TW. Repeaters, Reist, Intark and in the Northwest, thanks to the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres is VK7GS, 80 metres is VK7TPE, 40 metres is VK7ALH, 20 metres VK7JGD, 10 metres VK7DG. UHF CB channel 15 is VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters of VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in the South. A huge thank you to people and organisations that have assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed a VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. The deadlines for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73s. Stay safe from Rick, VK7RI.